The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and welcome to today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk today about pain. Pain is a topic that affects pretty much everybody at some point in their life. And it's one thing to have a pain that lasts for a few hours or even maybe a few days, but so many people out there live with pain that lingers on for weeks, for months, and in many cases, unfortunately, for years. And there are a lot of approaches to pain out there, all the way from, you know, popping an aspirin all the way up to surgery and everything in between. And what we're going to do today is talk about a powerful, non-drug, non-surgical approach to treating pain. We're going to talk quite a bit about laser therapy and its benefits in treating pain today. And we're going to try to contrast that with some of the conventional options for treating pain today. Our typical current approach to pain, at least in America, it's not quite this way in other countries necessarily as much as we, and I've referenced this several times before in episodes, we have the what I call the drug it, numb it, cut it approach. Drug it meaning you either self-medicate by purchasing over-the-counter pain pills, or you go to your doctor who gives you a prescription for pain. And don't get me wrong, I'm for pain relief just as much as the next person. When someone is hurting and suffering, you want relief. However, this approach comes with some pretty significant potential side effects. As I was researching for this episode today, I looked at some statistics. A class of drugs called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs for short. These include things like ibuprofen and Aleve and some prescriptions, but those are some common over-the-counter brands. And they account for about 16,500 deaths per year in the United States. Yeah, so even taking some of those over-the-counter pain relievers, when one is taking them on a regular basis, and not just occasionally or just as needed for pain, but day after day, pretty significant health risks associated with that, bleeding ulcers, and some of those ulcers eventually cause people to bleed out and unfortunately die. 16,500 people a year. I did some research on opioids. Opioids, of course, are a very powerful class of drugs, and many Americans are unfortunately addicted to them. And the literature review I did showed that 61% of opioid-related deaths are linked to chronic pain. In other words, people are taking them, these powerful class of drugs, these addictive class of drugs, because they have chronic pain. 59% of those that are taking it for pain are taking it for back pain. 24% for headaches. 7% for neuropathy. And so these are people that have chronic back pain, chronic headaches, or a neuropathy nerve condition in their hands or their feet that is causing them to turn to these powerful opioid medications. And we know that, unfortunately, opioid overdoses, many deaths in the United States every year, thousands of deaths because of these medications. I also did some studies are looking at a common approach. So that's kind of some of the bad news with the drug approach I found. I also found that the numbing approach, doing epidural steroid injections, cortisone shots, things like that in the knees and hips and the spine, about 25 deaths per year from contaminated steroid injections. And they develop things like meningitis and things like that. And so not the safest either. They do some for people with chronic severe back pain. They put in these called these spinal cord stimulators to help to block pain signals emanating from the spine. Since 2008, about 500 deaths have been attributed to just that single procedure alone. So, like I said, pain relief is a goal that we all want when we're suffering. I would just say that in a large percentage of these cases, there's a better way. There's a non-drug, non-surgical way. Interestingly, in the state of West Virginia, to combat the opioid epidemic, they actually signed into law, the governor signed it, a bill that makes it illegal for medical physicians to prescribe opioid medications to their patients for things like back pain unless they've tried things like chiropractic, physical therapy, acupuncture, things like that before. And if those fail, then fine, they can prescribe those drugs. But what we see in the United States is too many people are put on these drugs as a first or second line therapy when it should be more down the road as more of a last resort type thing to control pain. So let's dig into this topic a little deeper now as we finish up sharing those statistics. If you got a question for us today, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Also, our email address is redrockchiro@centrytel.net. When you go to our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab called Treat the Cause, and that is the tab that takes you to the past recordings of all of our past radio shows, and I'm quite certain you'll find a topic there that relates to you, a loved one, or a family member, or a neighbor, or a friend. So avail yourself to that information. Also, you will find a tab on our website for MLS laser therapy. Laser therapy is a cutting-edge, fairly new approach to treating chronic pain and acute pain also. And educate yourself about that and learn more about laser therapy, because that's what we're going to talk about here next. So laser therapy is something that I've been doing in clinical practice for over 4 years now. And I did my homework on this treatment modality before we introduced it into clinical practice because I wanted to make sure, one, that it was something that was going to be a great benefit to my patients in treating pain and without significant side effects. And so we brought the laser into the clinic about 4+ years ago. And from the literature that's been done on laser therapy, we know from studies that it has at least 3 primary effects. Number one, it has an analgesic effect, meaning it helps to reduce pain. And I'm not going to get into the chemistry and the mechanisms of why it does that, but suffice it to say that laser there's different wavelengths of this light energy, and some of them have an analgesic or pain-reducing effect, and some have an anti-inflammatory effect. So that's treatment benefit number two, is laser helps reduce inflammation. And thirdly, and probably most importantly, laser has a biostimulatory effect. meaning it helps to stimulate healing. So here we have a treatment modality. It's totally painless to have the procedure done to you. There are really no significant side effects. There's a few contraindications. You don't want to put it over like an area of active cancer in a bone or something, just obvious things like that. But very few contraindications to using it. Side effects, I've been doing it for over 4 years. Like I said, I have not had any patient have any negative reaction to it in any way. It's been well studied and shown to be safe. And so we have a treatment approach that's safe from research studies and that is effective at reducing pain, reducing inflammation, and stimulating healing. And that's one of the things that sets laser relief. So if you get relief from laser therapy, that sets it apart from, say, just popping a pill or getting a shot. Those approaches at best produce temporary relief, and they don't do anything to actually stimulate any kind of healing or improvement of function or improvement of the tissue that is causing the pain in the body. But with laser having a biostimulatory effect, it not only helps reduce pain and reduce inflammation, but that tissue that's being lasered also is being stimulated to heal. So areas where there's tendonitis or bursitis or arthritis or an injury, we're producing some effect in there to help that tissue to heal, not just for the short term, but hopefully for the longer term also. So when a person feels better with laser therapy through a course of treatments, it's not just a temporary flash in the pan, I feel better for a day or some hours. The treatments build upon one another, producing a healing effect, and a person is many times able to get longer lasting pain relief. And so that's a very important concept. Provide pain relief that can be longer lasting without any serious life-threatening side effects. That's a good situation. I wanted to take you through a few studies that have been done on laser therapy. I don't have time to go into detail of every study, but I wanted to share some summaries of what they're finding in published research studies in the literature that shows laser therapy is quite helpful for. Study number one was treatment with laser therapy in carpal tunnel syndrome. It says here that it's more effective than placebo and up to 3 months after the treatment has been completed. In other words, they found it was effective in treating carpal tunnel syndrome, and those treatment effects lasted when they monitored these people for up to 3 months after treatment was over. These cases were of people that had mild or moderate carpal tunnel syndrome, and I have successfully used laser therapy and practice on carpal tunnel syndrome in many situations, and it is a very helpful treatment for that. Next one, they did a study on people that had osteoarthritis of the knee. These are people that have a joint that has started to deteriorate where the bones are coming closer together, and they find that laser therapy contributed to pain relief in these people, and it had a greater effect than to use a TENS unit, which is a kind of electrical stimulation device. And laser produced a better analgesic effect than TENS unit. In other words, it helped reduce pain in people with osteoarthritis of the knee. Another study on people with osteoarthritis of the knee showed that there was significantly improved knee joint function and relieved knee pain in patients with osteoarthritis. So not only did it reduce their pain, they had better function. They could move better. They had better flexibility, range of motion. They could walk better. And I've seen this in many cases. Unless the joint is completely wore out where it's bone on bone, there is hope to get significant relief with a pretty badly arthritic knee joint. Another study on people that had knee injuries and ankle injuries. says this: the results obtained confirm the effectiveness of MLS laser therapy on the time of remission of pain symptom and functional recovery. Well, what does that mean in English? People that had an injury to a knee or an ankle, when they got laser therapy, they recovered quicker. They got to pain relief quicker and better functional recovery quicker than somebody who did not have the laser therapy. So in many cases in clinical practice, we use the laser on people that have had a bad ankle sprain or a knee sprain, maybe where they didn't tear something, but they really stretch things out and there's limited motion, there's pain, there's swelling, there's inflammation. The laser is going to help these people recover quicker. We use the laser in our clinical practice on many patients that have disc problems in their spine. Here is a study that they did on people with disc herniation with radiculopathy. This would be the person who has a disc herniated in their low back and is causing pain, tingling, numbness, things like that to go down their leg. Or they have a herniated disc in their neck causing pain, tingling, or numbness to go down to their into their arm or hand. The results of this study indicate that MLS laser therapy has beneficial effects on pain associated with disc herniation. So what we do with disc herniations in our clinic is we do decompression therapy to try to reduce the size of the disc herniation, and then we combine that with laser therapy to produce pain relief, inflammation relief, and to stimulate healing in these discs. Another study they did on people with chronic craniofacial pain. This would be things like trigeminal neuralgia, temporomandibular joint syndrome, TMJ, jaw problems. And they found after one treatment, a 49.9% decrease in pain after the first treatment, 25.2% decrease after the second, and a 9% decrease after the third. So people that have these jaw pains, these facial pains from nerves or joints, they can expect to see relief with laser therapy for these kinds of pain. A really great discovery that I've found in several of my patients over the last few years is how effective laser therapy is for many cases of neuropathy. So this was a study of patients with type 2 diabetes that develop neuropathy. Neuropathy is nerve damage, and many people with diabetes get nerve damage as a consequence of it. And in this study, they did laser therapy on them, and it showed significant improvement. It says the MLS laser therapy produced objective improvement in nerve function for persons with developing diabetic sensory neuropathy. In other words, the nerves are being damaged by the diabetes, but by applying laser therapy to it, they were able to improve the function of the nerves and to stimulate some healing. And so that was a tremendous benefit for these people. And I've seen that in clinical practice with many patients who were able to apply the laser therapy to it, reduced their pain, their tingling, their numbness in their feet. And that goes up into their calves. Also, we use it on their hands in some cases where they develop neuropathy. Another study on neuropathy, it says that this study clearly demonstrated a significant positive effect of laser therapy on improvement of nerve conduction velocity on diabetic neuropathy. It improves the function of these nerves. In a sense, it wakes them up. It helps them to heal. They did another study of people that had injuries in football. So these were athletes that had muscle injuries, and the results of the study suggest that laser therapy could be helpful to shorten the recovery time after muscle injury. So you're starting to get the picture of the broad effects of laser therapy in treating pain. Couple more here I want to share. Laser therapy for treating inflammation such as bursitis. So bursitis, commonly we see that in shoulders, sometimes elbows, a lot of times in hips. Here it shows that for bursitis, MLS laser therapy has a greater analgesic and anti-inflammatory effect compared to other treatment modalities. Bursitis is an inflammation, and the laser we know helps to reduce inflammation. And finally, there was a study they did on people that had neck pain following things like auto injuries, and it showed that MLS laser therapy was effective in post-traumatic myofascial pain. So these are people that were in auto injuries that injured muscles in their neck and developed chronic pain because of it. So we're talking things like whiplash injuries. And I gotta share one more, because this one is something I see every day in clinical practice. Treating chronic lumbago with laser therapy. Chronic back pain, chronic low back pain. And this study, after 10 treatment sessions, a significant reduction in symptoms was observed and a fair amount of mobility was recovered. The above results confirm the effectiveness of laser therapy in treating chronic lumbago of a mechanical nature. So these are people, chronic back pain, that have pain that limits their range of motion. And they applied laser therapy to them, saw a reduction of pain, saw an improvement of their range of motion. So in our clinical practice, we don't usually use lasers as standalone. We combine it with chiropractic adjustments. We teach our patients how to do rehabilitative exercises for the areas that they're coming in for with pain. And we do combine treatments like this, and I've kept statistical analysis of every single patient we've done laser therapy on over these 4+ years, and we hit right in the range of 85 to 88% success. That is, you take somebody that has some type of pain, and then they come in, and we do our laser protocols. If they have acute pain, we do usually 6 sessions, acute being 3 months or less. If they have chronic pain, they've had it for 3 months or greater, we do up to 12 sessions. And by the end of those sessions, 85 to 88% of people will see at a minimum 50% or greater relief of their pain, all without drugs, all without surgery, and all without side effect. That is a winning ticket for treating pain. Laser therapy as far as non-drug, non-surgical approaches, is one of the best researched treatment modalities that's come around in the last 30 years. And it's a wonderful therapy. It's something that anybody that has pain, that is living with pain, really ought to explore and look into. I always say with people with pain, do the most conservative things first. Do some exercises, do some good chiropractic work, massage therapy, acupuncture, and things like laser therapy, because they're all things that work with your own body to help to stimulate some healing, to improve function. And they are generally without side effect and very safe. Sure, you can get a little sore after a massage or a chiropractic adjustment or an acupuncture session, but these are not serious side effects. And try those types of approaches first. And if they fail you, your pain is so significant you can't get relief any other way, well, then maybe you need something stronger for pain like medicine, or maybe you need an injection, or maybe, you know, as a last resort, you need some type of a surgical procedure. But start with the non-drug and non-surgical route first. It's likely to produce some good outcome for you, and it's going to be the safest route for you to take. America, we have it all backwards. We turn to pills, shots, and surgery first, and to me, that's the riskier approach to take. So our next episode of Treat the Cause is going to air on the 21st of December. And we're going to talk about some actual cases from my clinical practice. People that had some type of a challenging or chronic pain syndrome, and that we did a good history on them, did a good exam, proper diagnosis of their problem, and how we applied our chiropractic work, our laser therapy work to produce a positive outcome for these patients. I think some of these stories and some of these cases will be inspiring to you. I think they'll help you to see the possibility of relief in a non-drug and non-surgical way. And it's in line with my philosophy of treating the cause. Find what's generating the pain. In this case, we're talking about pain. Find the cause of the pain through a proper history and exam, and then to apply the best treatment approaches based upon sound scientific evidence that's likely to produce good effects without negative side effects. That's what you're looking for, and that's what we do here, and what we try to educate you on it, Treat the Cause. Thank you for joining me today. We look forward to bringing you in our next episode. And if you're living with pain, consider some of the approaches we talked about today.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.